What, what year would this have been?
Early 30s, I'm going to say 1930, perhaps 33, yeah, I'm going to say maybe 33, 34.
They would have been 4 or 5 years old.
I'd have been 4 or 5 years old. They would have been paying on this house for about 8 or 9 years at that point in time, and all they paid on it went down the tube. All they really got out of it, on the advice of counsel, and indeed I think the advice of the circuit court commissioner or whoever handled the foreclosure, was to live out the redemption period and save their money during that year, and then get something else. In 1935, they bought a home at 10311 Morley Avenue in Detroit.
M-O-R-L-E-Y?
Yeah, on the west side of Detroit, practically in the shadow of the McKenzie High School. And it was in the same parish, Epiphany Roman Catholic Parish, that their little house on Elmira was. So it was only about 5 blocks away. But I was in, I think, the first grade when we made the move. The house was...
Was there trauma associated with this that's still embedded in your mind? Or is it just another kid's...
I don't know if it was trauma so much. I mean, there was obviously moving was kind of exciting. We were moving into a larger home. That was great. I remember we went to school that morning and... were instructed after school to go to the new house. Don't come back to the old house because we won't be living there anymore. I think more than anything else, it was it's one of those family stories that reflected on the way we thought about life and money and property and things like that. I'm not trying to suggest we grew up poor. My father had a way of saying we've got the best, and he was a very good provider and a very great anchor of security for all of us in the family. I never felt it for one moment in my lifetime that there was any doubt about where my next meal was coming from, or whether there'd be a warm place to sleep, or the security of a home.
He was steadily employed all through this period.
Yeah, he was steadily employed. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, he lost. He came home from his honeymoon in 1925 to find out that he had been fired from Studebaker Motor Car Company. He got another job. I don't know doing what, but shortly after that. Was employed at the Secretary of State's office through a relative of my mother's, a man by the name of Milton Carmichael. I don't know if you've ever heard that name, but Milton Carmichael was a great old Republican power in Wayne County many, many years ago. And through him, my dad got a job at the Secretary of State's office, which in those days was a very... maybe he still is today to some degree, but in those days was an extremely volatile political job. I mean, when your party won, you were in office, and when your party lost, you were out of office.
Did he run a branch office? Was it that kind
eventually
of
he became, I think, a branch manager. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things that every 2 years you had to go, and I believe in those days it was every 2 years, you had to go to the well politically. And so my dad became active in politics at that point in time and became a Republican precinct delegate, though I believe his own family, my dad was one of 4 brothers and 2 sisters, an East Side family from St. Charles Parish down around the Belle Isle area. And I think as I came to know them later in life, all his brothers were Democrats. So I'm sure that his being a Republican was largely a function of the fact that Milt Carmichael got him the job, and he was expected, because of patronage, to be support Republican causes. My mother remembers, in those days, having to go out and buy a fancy dress to go to a political ball or political fundraising gatherings when indeed she felt they could not afford it, and the money would have been much better spent on other clothes for the children and things of that kind. So her recollections of politics were that they were very demanding and somewhat sacrificial.
Well, this was characteristic more of the time, though, was it not?
Oh, yeah. They were people of the Depression, raising a large family. Well, it was then a large family. There were five of us. I have two brothers and two sisters. My oldest brother was Terry, I mentioned before. Then after me in 29, my sister Sally was born, Sarah Joan.